turn back to John chapter 5. We have an opportunity to purchase a nice used baby grand piano, and if you'd like to help with this, you can mark your gift accordingly. Conscious of my own inadequacy in dealing with this subject, I will try nonetheless. I've entitled this message, The Magnificence of Jesus Christ. The Christ you believe will be equal to the God you believe. Think about that statement. The Christ you believe will be equal to the God you believe. If you believe in a God that wants things but can't have them unless you let him, that is the Christ you will believe. If you believe in an all-powerful God whose will must be done, that is the Christ you will believe. In verse 16 of our text, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Now, in their mind, he worked on the Sabbath day. That is why they were angry. They demonstrated by this that they didn't have any idea what the Sabbath meant in the first place. And they wanted to kill him over this. According to the law, he should have been stoned. Now, this cries aloud of the ridiculousness and stupidity of human religion. That's what was going on here. Men pressing their religion upon the Son of God. He's working on the Sabbath. Verse 17. But Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto. He's working right now. On what you consider the Sabbath, he's working right now, and I am too. What he's doing, I'm doing. We're united. What he does, I do. My Father's working on this day that you have no idea what it means. And I am too. They heard what he was saying. Look in verse 18. Therefore, the Jews sought the more to kill him, because not only had he broken the Sabbath, but said also that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. That's what they deduced from what he said, and that is exactly what he meant them to hear. Equal with God. The magnificence of Jesus Christ. And here words fail to adequately express this. This human being, God manifest in the flesh, was equal with God. And the only way you can be equal with God is by being God. Jesus Christ is God. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. Why, he's saying he's equal with God. I have 7 points from our text that I'm so thankful for the opposition of the Jews at this time, because through their opposition, the Lord Jesus Christ identifies himself to us, perhaps in a glorious, more glorious way than he ever has. Equal to God. Now, from this passage of Scripture, I have 7 points. Jesus of Nazareth is equal to God in nature or essence. Jesus Christ is equal to God in works. Jesus Christ is equal to God in power. Jesus Christ is equal to God in sovereignty. Jesus Christ is equal to God in authority. Jesus Christ is equal to God in honor. And Jesus Christ is equal to God in truth. Now let me read this passage of Scripture and keep those things in mind as we read this glorious description that Jesus Christ gives of himself, and allows us to see something of the magnificence and splendor of his person. Verse 19. Then answered Jesus and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise. For the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth, and he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quicketh whom he will. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, and believeth on him that sent me, hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death to life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself, and hath given him authority to execute judgment. Also, because he is the Son of Man. What a glorious description the Lord Jesus Christ gives of himself. Now first, Jesus of Nazareth, the one born in a manger with the smell of manure in the air. There was no room for him in the inn. Jesus of Nazareth is equal with God in essence or attributes. The attributes of God are his essence, what only he is. The attributes of God are what makes God God. Now there are some of his attributes that his people may have in a lesser degree. I'll give one example, love. Love. God loves himself. I love saying that. God loves himself. The three persons of the Godhead love themselves. And God's people love God too. There is a sharing from him communicating that attribute to him. But there are many attributes of God that are non-communicable, that only he has. Only he is sovereign. Only he is eternal. Only he is omnipotent. Only he is omniscient. These are not attributes communicated to the creature. Only he is omnipresent. He's not bound the way you and I are by space or time. Only he is immutable. He cannot change. Only he is independent. Did you notice in that reading for in verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, he has no needs. He doesn't need you. Amen. You need him, but he has no needs. He has life in himself. You and I were dependent on breathing his air, eating his food, being in his space. He has no needs. So hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. Just as the Father is independent, the Son is independent. Self-existent, transcendent. Jesus Christ has all those attributes in his person because he is God. When they said, you're making yourself equal with God, you know what he didn't do? He didn't deny it. This is the absolute truth. Jesus Christ is God. What they accused him of, he did not deny. Turn to John chapter 8. Verse 57. Then said the Jews unto him, thou art not yet 50 years old, and hast thou seen Abraham? Abraham had been dead for centuries, 1,500 years. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. Then took they up stones to cast at him. John chapter 10. Verse 30. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these works do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, saying, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being a man, makest thyself God." Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, has all the attributes of God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 9, "In him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily." Jesus of Nazareth is equal to God in works. He's equal to God in his essence. He is God. He's equal to God in his works. Look back in our text, verse 17. "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Verse 19, John chapter 5, verse 19. "Then answered Jesus and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." Jesus of Nazareth is equal with God in his works. Look in verse 20. "The Father loveth the Son." Amen. The Father loveth the Son and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. If we say God gave his Son because he loved men, we err. God does love men. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. But God gave men to his Son as a gift to be his bride, to save them so he could glorify the Father. Now understand this. What's behind everything God does? The Father loveth the Son. God's works. "My Father worketh hitherto, and I work." Now, the works of God can be divided into three aspects: his works of creation, or his work of creation, his work of providence, and his work of salvation. Now turn with me, hold your finger in John 5, and turn with me to Hebrews chapter 1. This will demonstrate how God the Son is equal to God the Father in his work of creation, of providence, and of salvation. Verse 1. God. I love the way this book starts. No explanation. No attempts at proof. God's above that. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. That space you're sitting in belongs to him. That breath you just took belongs to Him. You're in His hands. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein. By whom also He made, Jesus Christ made the worlds. Jesus of Nazareth is the creator of the universe. And I say that without apology. Who, being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, Jesus Christ is not like God. Jesus Christ is God, the express image of His person. All you'll ever see of God is Jesus Christ, the Lord. Look what it says next about Him. Upholding all things by the word of His power. Everything that's taken place this morning, everything that took place yesterday, everything that takes place tomorrow, all things He upholds, He orders by the word of His power. He controls providence. Isn't that a blessed thing to know? Everything that's happening is His will being done. He's the Lord. We see He is equal to the Father as creator. He's equal to the Father as the ruler of providence. You know when it says not a sparrow falls to the ground without your Father? Not a sparrow falls to the ground without Jesus Christ. And He is most especially equal to the Father in salvation. Look what verse 3 goes on to say. When He had by Himself, no help from me or you, no contribution, He's by Himself. He didn't have help from the angels. At this time, He didn't even have help from His Father. His Father had forsaken Him. When He had by Himself purged our sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus of Nazareth is equal with God in power. Back to our text. Look at verse 21. John chapter 5, verse 21. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom He will. Now, power, omnipotence. The Father is able to give life from the dead. What power? Omnipotence. The Father gives life. I ask Siri, here's how much AI can do for us. I asked Siri, what is the origin of life? Here's AI's answer. The natural process by which life has arisen from non-living matter. Siri! How stupid. That's crazy. Life has arisen from non-living matter. God is the source, is the origin of life. Jesus Christ is the source, is the origin of life. Only omnipotence can cause life. As the Father raises the dead and quickens them, gives them life, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. Now this arises from verse 26, for as the Father hath life in himself, he's not dependent like you and I are. He has no needs. So hath he given to the Son to have life in himself. The Lord said, all power is given to me. All power. He's equal with the God. He's equal with God in power. And how clearly he demonstrated this in his life. When there's a storm, waves, cease, be still, there was a great calm. The disciples said, what manner of man is this, that even the winds and the seas obey him? He's equal to God in power. You know, when they came to arrest him, I love thinking about this. I love seeing it. A big band of people, some have estimated it could have been as many as 500 people, came out with swords and staves to arrest him. And he said, whom seek ye? They said, Jesus of Nazareth. He said, I am. And from the omnipotence of his voice, they were driven backward. They were made to see, you're not in control of this situation. I am. I'm no victim. You're in my hand, and you're only doing my will. He was letting them know that in no uncertain terms. Jesus of Nazareth is equal with God in sovereignty. Look once again at verse 21. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickens them, even so the Son quickens. What are those next three words? Whom he will. Whom he will. Jesus of Nazareth is equal to God in sovereignty. Now, once again, if he's equal in nature, if he's equal in works, if he's equal in power, it's obvious that he is equal in sovereignty. The Son quickens whom he will. Now, the way we use the word sovereignty is generally with regard to nations. The United States of America is a sovereign nation. Nobody governs us. We don't submit to another nation's authority. We're sovereign. Guess what? There are 195 sovereign nations. You know what that means? There really aren't any sovereign nations. There's one sovereign. He doeth according to his will in the armies of heaven and down here among those 195 nations. And none can stay his hand or say unto him, what doest thou? Listen to me, the Son quickens, the Son gives life to whom he will. It's absolutely up to him as to whether or not you'll be saved. You really don't have any control. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Don't look at that as negative. That's glorious. The Son quickens, gives life to whom he will. Now, everyone who knew and knows Jesus of Nazareth knows that what I'm saying is so. What about that Roman centurion, remember? He said, Lord, speak the word only. That's all it takes. Speak the word only. Simply will it, and my servant shall be healed. The leper understood this clearly. Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. I hope every one of us prays that right now. Lord, if you will, You can make me clean. Oh, the thief knew this. Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. The only hope I have is you remembering me. Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, is equal to the Father in sovereignty. Fifth, Jesus of Nazareth is equal with God in judgment. Look in verse 22. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son. Now, if you go into a courtroom, who has authority? The lawyer? The defendant? No, there's one person who has authority. The judge. And the judge doesn't say, well, it's up to you. You can be justified or you can be condemned. What's your choice? You say, well, that's ridiculous. I know it is. You are what the judge declares you to be. Jesus Christ is the judge. He makes the judgment. You remember that that publican in the temple who beat on his breast crying, God, be merciful to me, the sinner? He said, I tell you. He's the judge. Somebody says, I don't agree with that. Well, I don't care whether you agree with it or not. If he says it, that's the way it is. I say unto you, this man went down to his house justified, cleared of all guilt, declared by Christ himself to have never sinned. That's what justification is. Guiltless before God. He is the judge. Turn with me for a moment to Matthew chapter 25. Verse 31, I love the majesty of this. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory, and before him shall be gathered all nations, every man and woman to ever live. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on his left. Who is completely controlling Judgment Day? Jesus Christ the Lord. I love the way he says to the sheep, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. And he says to the goats, depart, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Jesus Christ is the judge. God shall judge the secrets of men by Jesus Christ. He is the judge. Sixth, Jesus of Nazareth is equal to the Father in honor. Read verse 23. John chapter 5, verse 23. That all should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. What does it mean to honor the Son? It means to give him the same honor you give the Father. And if you don't honor the Son, you are not honoring the Father. Jesus Christ has the same honor that his Father has. He said in John 14:9, he that hath seen me hath seen the Father. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Turn to John chapter 8, please. Verse 45. John chapter 8, verse 45. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. What's that say? That's an amazing statement. Because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. You know, if I told you a lie, you'd believe me. But if I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinceth me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? He that's of God heareth God's word. You therefore hear them not, because you're not of God. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that thou art a Samaritan and hast a devil? Jesus answered, I have not a devil. I have not a devil. Pretty strong implication there, isn't there? I have not a devil. But I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. Jesus Christ is equal to the Father in honor. And to fail to see that is to dishonor God. And my last point is Jesus of Nazareth is equal to God in truth. Verse 24 of our text, John chapter 5. Verily, verily. That's unique to John's gospel. Truly, truly. Amen. Amen. The Lord's not using hyperbole. He's saying something of immense, infinite importance. Verily, verily, I say unto you. In the Sermon on the Mount, six times the Lord says, you've heard it been said of them of old. And then he quotes an Old Testament scripture. You've heard it said by them of old. Six different Old Testament scriptures. But I say unto you. The Lord never said, thus saith the Lord. He is the Lord. I say unto you. Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. Now, you know what you'll do when you believe his word? You'll believe on him who sent him. This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he hath sent. Jesus Christ is the sent one. And you believe that he did what the Father sent him to do. You can't believe who he is and believe he failed in his intentions. He did what the Father sent him to do. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And he did it. He is equal to the Father in truth, I say unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Now I'm thankful for the Pharisees' malice toward Christ. And here's why. We learn from this event that he is equal with God. That's his magnificence. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Equal with God in essence or nature, equal with God in works, equal with God in power, equal with God in sovereignty, equal with God in judgment, equal to God in honor, and equal with God in truth. Now, this is the Savior we're called upon to trust. What does this make of the word believe? Now, that's God's command to you. Don't try to ask yourself, is this for me? Yes, it is. This is God's command. It's his command for you. Don't try to figure out whether or not Christ died for you or whether. Don't forget that. This is God's command to you. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Let's pray. Lord, save us from looking to ourselves. Save us from everything about us. And cause us to believe on him who is your equal, your fellow, the glorious Son of God. Enable us to trust him as all that's needed to make us perfect in your sight. Deliver us from looking anywhere but him alone. In his name we pray.